This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد عباد الله I want to remind myself And I want to remind the brothers and the sisters who's listening to this of what I just saw outside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah said in the Quran, remind, indeed a reminder will only benefit the believers. فَذَكِّرْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونٍ فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى Something that is an inevitable, inescapable, something that we cannot avoid, we cannot resist, we cannot negotiate with, we cannot put it off, we cannot ask for extension, and that is death. What I just saw outside, that's something else to speak about. But when I saw the body outside, and I realized where I was, and what I was, and what I was doing, and what we're all doing, probably is high time for us to reflect and remind ourselves about death, al-maut. And perhaps what I had in mind may not be as good as beneficial what I just saw. What I promised myself to speak to you about may be different, and definitely would be different. وَلَوْ تَوَاعَتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَاتِ وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا عباد الله Allah declared in the Quran كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every single soul will taste death. Whether you're rich, old, young, male, female, white, brown, black. But the beauty of this is, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ If you were only pushed away from Jahannam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from hellfire, and you go to Jannah, that is indeed the ultimate success. Not the success that we see, not what we consider success, but that is indeed the true success. For you and I to be safe from an-nar, from adab jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. And don't be fooled. Don't be fooled about how young you are. Don't be fooled by how many opportunities that you can see today. Don't be fooled about your health. Don't be fooled about what you have around you and surrounding you. Because Malak al-Mawt and death, they have no time. In Tabarani, والحديث حسن حسنه الألباني من حديث أنس قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من اقتراب الساعة he said one of the signs that you know that Qiyamah is near he mentioned three things صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أن يرى الهلال قبل فيقال ليلتين He said for you to see the hilal the first night of the hilal and it is so big that the people will say this is two nights وأن تتخذ المساجد طرقا and the people will come one of the signs of Qiyamah people will come through the masjid for hajah Maybe he just wants to use the washroom. Maybe he's going to LTV. Maybe he's going to an office. And he's not thinking of performing two raka'ah of tahiyyat al-masjid. Min iqtirab al-sa'ah that the masajid would be turuq. Wa an yadhhar yudhhar mawt al-fajr. That people will die without a reason. Quick! Person that he anticipated, or he himself anticipated to live long, had a future for himself or for herself, so that they can do something, planning for their own future and the future of their children. I'm gonna send my child to that school. He's gonna be an engineer or a doctor. He's going to USA for education. You're planning. And Malak al-Mawt has another assignment. Yurwa, that Malak al-Mawt walked into Dawood alayhi salam. فَقَالَ دَاوُدْ مَنْ أَنْتَ فَقَالَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ أَنَا مَنْ لَا يَهَابُ الْمُلُوكِ He said, I am the one who does not fear kings. وَلَا يُمْنَعْ مِنْهُ الْقُصُورِ I am the one who needs no permission to enter your palaces. And I, the one who does not take money, رشوة لالوش. فَقَالَ دَاوُدْ إِذَنْ أَنْتَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ You must be the angel of death. قَالَ نَعَمْ قَالَ أَتَيْتَنِي وَلَمْ أَسْتَعِدْ دَاوُدْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, you came to me and I'm not ready for death yet. فَقَالَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ يَا دَاوُدْ أَيْنَ قَرِيبُكَ فُلَانَ أَيْنَ فُلَانَ قَرِيبُكَ وَأَيْنَ فُلَانَ جَارُكَ قَالَ مَاتُ قَالَ أَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَكَ عِبْرَ فِي هَؤُلَاءِ فَتَسْتَعِدْ He said to him, Malak al-Mawt said to Dawood, Where is your relative so-and-so? Where is your neighbor so-and-so? Dawood said, They had passed away. He said, Wasn't that enough sign, enough indication that your turn is coming? Now look at the window for those of you who can see. Look at the window. Don't shy away. See that body out there. That is lil-maw'idah. So we can reflect on it. So we can reflect on that. So we can say it's time for me to be ready for death. Ibadallah, you have two things, two nights or 2 days. A day when you are busy with your daily life, you're enjoying the blessings of your Lord. You're enjoying your family, your children playing with you, your wife is smiling at you. You're eating from a delicious food that has been prepared for you. You're sitting or reclining on a comfortable couch and chairs. You know, you're going to that bed and you're going to sleep. And another time, another night, when you fall sick, when Malak al-Maut or death approaches and comes closer to you. A time when your health deluded you. When your strength failed you. When your future plan all of a sudden, they're no longer on the map. When you worry about the next day. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. At that time, friends will come over. Your partners, business partners will come over. Your children will surround you. Your relatives will come. Your wife may hold your hand. But none of those can help. None of those would help. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. You're looking at this brother. You're looking at your husband. You're looking at your father. You're looking at your son. But you can't do anything for them. You can't do anything. You call the best doctors. You want to send them to Turkey. You want to send them to London. You want to, you know, call, you know, for, and prescribe the best medication. But it is nothing. None of that would help. None of that would help. Ah, what happened those days when you had all the opportunities? Young men and women, what happened to those days? When you were focusing on everything and anything except death. When you were trying to look nice and fresh. And death was not part of your calculation. When you were planning to meet that young lady. But Malak al-Maut was not part of your conclusion. And then when you die and the Malak al-Maut takes your soul, we are two different groups. We are two different groups. One group of the Salihin, نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم. قلوا آمين. We ask Allah to make us among the first category. And those are the one that who said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. Three things. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who said, our Lord is Allah. Islam is not Jum'ah. Islam is not only for you to come for khutbah till Jum'ah. Islam is a way of life for those who took that as a policy that they live by, as a constitution that they govern themselves with. Those are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Malaika will come to them and they will give them three things. Number one, Allah takhafu. Don't fear. Wala tahzanu. Don't grieve. Wa abshiru bil jannah. Nasalullah an yaj'alna minhum. Why do you think Allah mentioned al-khawf first? Why the fear first? Not the huzn, not the bushra bil jannah. Because when you fear, if you are sad of something and you see a lion charging towards you, that grief, that sadness will disappear and the fear will come to place. So Allah said first, أَلَّا تَخَافُ وَالْخَوْفُ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمَجْهُولِ الْخَوْفُ from the unseen. الْخَوْفُ from what you don't know the future may bring. أَلَّا تَخَافُ. See, right now, I don't know if I'm going to make it for Salat al-Asr. That's a khawf min al-majhool. When Malaika is coming to the mu'min, they will say to him, أَلَّا تَخَافُ. Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. And الحزن, usually for what you miss. See, now, if you miss a business opportunity, you feel a little bit, you know, you've missed out. If you miss an opportunity to marry a beautiful young lady, you feel like, you know, I wish I proposed to her first. You know, this is called huzn. For something that you miss. So Allah يقول للمؤمنين ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Do not worry about what you miss. Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about your wealth. Don't worry about your family. Don't worry what you did. We will take care of it. نحن أولياء وأبشروا بالجنة. But if you والعياد بالله from the other category, in another category, that's when الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم. What is the malaika going to say to those people? أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الحوت والعياذ بالله. Now you gotta look into yourself. Would you want to be amongst الظالمون? You want to be amongst the people that the malaika will curse them and will speak to them in a harsh tone when the soul is being taken away from the body? Or you want to be among those people that the malaika will give them glad tidings? It is up to us to translate that to what we wish, which is an action. And أقول ما تسمعون استغفر الله لك فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة. عباد الرحمن, there are brothers who are standing outside and they've been standing for a while, and I know we still have, you know, distance. You know, but I don't see that as being, mashallah, tabarakallah, a factor. So if you can allow them at least to come in, rahmatan bihim, that would be very kind of you. That would be very kind of you. May Allah bless you, especially for those who are sitting outside. Ibadallah, you have to understand that we're on a journey towards Allah. And the first station that we should worry about is al-qabr. Rawat Tirmidhi bi sanadin sahih, sahih al-Albani. Qal Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, idha marra bi qabrin, when he passes by a grave, he would weep. So somebody asked him and they said, when people are talking about Jahannam, you don't cry. When people are talking about Jannah, you don't cry. But when you see a grave, you weep. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول القبر أول منازل الآخرة. The Messenger of Allah said, القبر, your grave, where this brother or sister is going, where this disease is going, is the first place, first step, first location of al-akhirah. And he said, if that is comfortable, then whatever comes after that is comfortable. But if that is difficult, if the person fails to pass the first stage of Al-Akhirah, then whatever comes after that is more difficult. It is more harsh. Wallahi ya ibadallah, things that we need to do, number one, if we want to succeed, number one, udhkuru al-maut. Remember death. Udhkuru. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala udhkuru hadim al-ladhat. Aw hadim al-ladhat. Aw hazim al-ladhat. Three different. Udhkuru aw akthuru min dhikri hadim al-ladhat. Remember much the destroyer of a pleasure. Anything that you can enjoy, Malak al-Maut will destroy. So that's the number one. Wallahi ya akhwat ikhwati fillah, kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kunta fi dayqin min aish. If you are living in a tight budget, you know, you worry about your next payment. You worry about your rent. You worry about what to feed your children. You worry about where to be tomorrow. And you remember death. That will not be your main concern. And if you're true mu'min and you live in a palace, you're driving the best vehicles, and you remember death, you will not enjoy to the point that you will make you lose, you know, and you focus on akhirah. So النبي يقول أكثر من ذكر هادم اللذات. The second thing, يا عباد الله, take advantage of your life. Take advantage of your life. يقول أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a grave. فقال من صاحب هذا القبر. The messenger of Allah said, who is the owner of this grave? قالوا فلان. قال ركعة. He said, two ركعة يصلي هذا أحب إليه مما بقي من دنياكم. He said, two ركعة that this man would love to perform is more beloved to him than you, whatever remained from your dunya. This was 1400 years ago. Over 1400 years ago, the Messenger of Allah said, two rak'ah for this man. If this man was given the choice to live, earn, have whatever left from dunya, or perform two rak'ah, he would have chosen those two rak'ah. In another narration, the Messenger of Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala rak'atani mimma tahqiruna. He said, two rak'ah which you belittle of a nafl. Ahabba ilayhi, he would love to have those two rak'ah to increase his deeds. Now you and I, we have today the opportunity to pray more than two rak'ahs. More than two rak'ah. That man wished if he can, you know, have those two rak'ah for exchange of this dunya. Third thing, ya ibadallah. Remember that the day that you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear that day. Why? If you fear the maqam rabbik, on that day, wallahi, your conscience and all your kayan, all your body parts would be concentrating to do good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who will listen and follow the best of it. And remember, some of us today, we will be going to follow that janazah. The purpose of following janazah, it's not just to bury and leave that person there. but for us to reflect, on the condition of that person, and to reflect if this person is going to be from the people whom Allah will make their grave rawda min riyad al-jannah wal-iyadu billah aw hufra min hufar al-nar. Remember, when you go to the grave, the idea is to make sure you understand this is where you're going to end up. The idea is for you to have khushu'. I have seen some of us going to the graves, yet they're planning for next meal. I have heard some of us going to the graves, yet they're working about next word. Qad hagan qad kadurna biladin. Wallah, hagainu qad udurna mant. I have seen some of us on the grave, on the ground of a cemetery, talking about politics. I have seen some of us on the grave ground, chit-chatting, talking about qabila. That is not the purpose of you and I following janaza. The whole idea is to reflect. Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they see a janaza, they used to be extremely silent. كَأَنَّ عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمُ الطَّيْرِ. Extremely reflective of their own selves in that. And hope when they die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with husn al-khatima. I will conclude with the story that awradahu al-dhahabi fi siyar al-alam al-nubala. وقال هذه القصة متواترة عن سعيد بن جبير رضي الله عنه في حسن الخاتمة. نسأل الله أن يرزقنا حسن الخاتمة. يقول, he said, when Abdullah ibn Abbas passed away in Taif, and the people of who came to bury Abdullah ibn Abbas, they witnessed this beautiful bird, never seen before like it, colorful. They could not describe the beauty of that bird. And that bird went straight to the qabr of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. And then they heard, they could not take that bird out of the qabr because they could not find it. But they heard somebody reciting, yet they can hear the voice of the person, yet could not see the physical reciter. And he's reciting, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً. Now that is the husn al-khatima that we should all aim for. So today, we should reflect on the deceased and what he or she is going to be. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our deceased. قُولُوا آمين. نَسَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَهَا وَلَهُ أَوْ لَهُ. قُولُوا آمين. صَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْهُ أَوْ عَنْهَا. وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.